Let's turn now to two high-stakes international negotiations. The first involves Syria, the UN Security Council considering a resolution to force Syria to give up its chemical weapons program. The second involves Iran and the opening moves in negotiations to rein in Iran's nuclear program. They are very separate, but closely related. Let's bring in NPR's national security editor, Bruce Auster. Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
So Iran and Syria, neighbors, allies, but have much deeper connections, as we'll hear. Tell us a little bit about how these two negotiations intersect.
Sure. I mean, they may seem like distinct negotiations. I mean, complicated ones for sure. You've got some real chess matches going on here. One, as you say, over what to do with Syria's chemical weapons. The other over Iran's nuclear program. But they are linked, and this is where this becomes, you know, three-level chess. The most important link, I think, really is Iran's stake in the war in Syria. And it turns out that Iran really has committed both military expertise, but also billions of dollars to make sure the Assad regime does not fall in Syria.
And tell us more about this. Dexter Filkins has written a terrific piece on The New Yorker about it. Tell us more.
Sure. I mean, there's been some really good reporting, both, as you say, in The New Yorker, also in the Wall Street Journal, about the extent of Iran's role in Syria. And it's really quite remarkable. I mean, we've heard a lot about foreign fighters and all the different members who have made their way into Syria to keep this fight going. But it turns out Iran has essentially established almost a command inside of Syria. Iran has designated the head of its Quds Force. This is an elite arm of the Revolutionary Guards. And they are based out of Syria and are coordinating the efforts by all the different factions that we've heard of. So it includes foreign fighters who may be training and then coming in from places like Iraq who are now designated to fight in Syria. It includes even coordinating with groups like Hezbollah. All of this apparently is being essentially organized by the Iranians and this elite command that they've set up inside of Syria.
Yeah, as Dexter writes, it's a part of an axis of resistance, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, against the dominant Sunni powers in the region. All those countries I named are Shia. And so what is at stake for Iran as weapons inspectors return to Syria and as the UN debates this resolution supporting the deal brokered by the U.S. and Russia on destroying Syria's chemical weapons? I mean, what's that chess move like?
Right. Well, and you made a really crucial point there, which is Iran, the outcome in Syria matters a great deal to the Iranians because, you know, as you suggested, this war isn't just a civil war among Syrians. It's really a proxy war. And so on the one hand, you have Syria, you have Russia, and you have Iran. On the other hand, you have the rebels who are fighting in Syria. You have the United States, and you have other Arab states like Saudi Arabia. That is a sort of geopolitical fight for power in a sort of post-Arab Spring Middle East. Then you have a religious or sectarian dimension to it, which, as you suggested, is the Shiite versus Sunni fight. So you have these layers of fighting going on within this one conflict. So it's so much more complicated. And for Iran, the fall of the Assad regime is really unacceptable, which explains their level of commitment to keep the fight and to keep the rebels from winning that fight.
An Iranian cleric is quoted as saying, if we lose Syria, we cannot keep Tehran. So again, what are the stakes for Iran as Syria is being asked to give up its chemical weapons?
Well, you know, let's take it back to this idea of these negotiations, right? So we've got the chemical weapons negotiations with the Russians and the Americans over Syria. Then you have the nuclear negotiations over Iran. But let's think about what do all the parties want? You know, from the U.S. point of view, the United States wants to rid Syria of chemical weapons. It wants to limit Iran's nuclear program. But I'd suggest that it wants to accomplish all that without resorting to military force. So it's signaling pretty good that it wants to be able to solve this through negotiations. The Russians, they are very interested in maintaining influence in the Middle East. They want to keep their client, the Assad regime, in power. And then that leaves the Iranians. And, you know, on the nuclear front, they want to get out from under international sanctions, but they want to maintain that ally in Syria. So each country has an important stake and an important outcome it wants to see happen.
Yeah. Well, and so what are some of the scenarios that U.S. negotiators have to be prepared for?
Right. And this is where the chess game gets complicated. And, you know, it's way above my ability to play it. But let's just think of a couple ways this could play out. So one scenario is you've got two negotiations going on. Iran has to be watching how the U.S. enforces the deal over chemical weapons in Syria. If the Assad regime manages to get out from under its obligations, if it manages to keep some of its chemical weapons, that very well could embolden the Iranians to dig in and slow things down on the nuclear negotiations. So that's one scenario. Second scenario, real quick. Let's say the deal in Syria falls apart and the United States has to follow through on its threat and carry out a military strike. So that's sort of a worst-case scenario from the U.S. point of view. If that happened, who would then decide what the retaliation is? It turns out it would be Iran. Iran's commanders there could be the ones saying, we have to respond to the United States. In that scenario, you have the United States in a negotiation with Iran at the same time it's carrying out a proxy war with Iran.
Well, and it seems that overall, Bruce Auster, what we might be witnessing is the U.S. Realizing that in order to get rid of both nuclear weapons in Iran and chemical weapons in Syria, they may have to agree to the Iranian demand to keep Assad in Syria.
That's right. They may not admit it, but that may be the result.
NPR's national security editor Bruce Auster on the many chess games that are taking place right now at the UN and other places. Bruce, thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.